In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Today is the second Sunday in the season of Lent. And there is a passage in the epistle that we wish to comment on for the sermon today. And that is when St. Paul says, "Be not deceitful in business." In the very beginning, when God created man, He gave him business to do. He gave him three works, three jobs. And the first job was to name the animals. The second was to take care of the earth. And the third was to rule. And so these are three kinds of businesses. And the greatest sin against any business is deceit and lies. God made man for work, and work must be done in truth. This is one reason why, when a man lies and when a woman lies, it is much worse for a man to lie than it is for a woman to lie. Because lying is the greatest evil against any kind of work or business. Man was made for work and business. Woman was made for wife and mother and children. And in the world today, we are having a great problem, and that is that business has been reduced. Business now only means to make money for myself. Whenever we have business, there is an exchange. When a man has business with another person about a cup of coffee, there is an exchange of coffee for 3 rupees. The most sacred business and the most sacred exchange that human beings can have is a business with God. Because it is the most sacred business, only men can do this business in its fullness, in the fullness, in the fullness of the word. And so in this sense, a priest is a businessman. He is a man that is involved in the business of exchanging man with God. The priest's business is the business of the salvation of souls. And so when a priest travels through the world, he is working for his employer, who is God and the Holy Mother Church, and he is looking for souls. And that business is to bring God's forgiveness to souls, and God's grace to souls, and the souls of men to God. That is the exchange. The second kind of business, the first kind of business, is the business of the glory of God and the salvation of souls. The second kind of business is the business with regard to things of the world. One must remember that when we buy and sell goods and work with the things of this world, the purpose is to give glory to God also. It says in the Bible that one of the sins against the Holy Ghost, one of the greatest sins, the 7 great sins against the Holy Ghost, one of them is a sin against defrauding the laborer of his wages. The sin of being deceitful in business is a very grave sin before God. Do not pay laborers to cheat others on the price of goods and to cheat others in purchasing as well. These are very grave sins. And it says in the Book of Wisdom, when a man does any business, any work, even a good work, and he is forgetful of God, he is guilty of idolatry. If you have a tea stall in which you sell tea, but you do not pray to God, this selling of tea becomes idolatry. And a man forgets that the first business is salvation. The second business is about the things of the world. Who forgets the first business is a traitor. Just like when I take a chair and I stab you to sell the chair. You sell the chair and keep all the money for yourself and return none of it to me. You are a traitor and a thief. You are a traitor because you do not let anyone know who is the real owner. You are a thief because you take it, the money, for yourself. It is very well known throughout all of history that whenever a foreign country wants to conquer a country, it always works through the businessmen who are the first to betray the country. The devil is now using business in order to betray God. They tell you that you must be rich and you must be successful and make a good name and good money for yourself. But the Book of Wisdom, chapter 15, says, beginning with verse 9, "But his care is not that he shall labor, nor that his life is short. But he, this bad businessman, striveth with goldsmiths and silversmiths, and he endeavoreth to do like the workers in brass, and counteth it a glory to make vain things. For his heart is ashes, and his hope vain earth, and his life more base than clay. For as much as he knew not his maker, and him that inspired into him the soul that worketh, and that breathed into him a living spirit, yea, and they have counted our life a pastime, and the business of life to be gain, and that we must be getting every way, even out of evil." So he says that this man, and this is the story of modern man, modern man's heart is ashes, his hope is vain, his life more base than clay. A man who works forgetting God is wasting his life, is betraying God, is an enemy to God and an enemy to himself. The very first business is to give glory to God and speak the truth about the things of God. The second business is to do the things of man with truth and honesty. And then it says in the next verse of the Book of Wisdom, "And they forget that they make vessels that will break, and clay that will break, and that these things they have to leave behind." We have an expression in America, wherever there's a will, there's relatives. Whenever you have a will, that is what you want to happen. You write out your will and testament. Relatives will come, and they will steal everything from you. And we must remember that it is absolutely essential that our first business be the business of the saving of my own soul. And all other business is only under and beneath that first business of the saving of my soul. And lastly, a warning from St. Paul in Romans chapter 1. St. Paul tells us in Romans chapter 1 that when the Gentiles forget the business of giving glory to the true God, they become effeminate. They become like women. There is a great rise in our time of the evil of homosexuality and of lesbianism. And these great evils are risen because men have forgotten their first business, which is God. The two easy ways for men to lose their manhood is firstly to not pray, and secondly to lie. You must admit when you see the majority of modern boys and the majority of modern young men that they are soft and weak and wimps. If they are called good, it is because they are nice. It is not because they are men. It is not the duty of a man to be nice. It is the duty of the man to do his work. And that work is to save his soul and to give glory to God and be honest in the dealing with men. And so we all wish that men put their business back in order. And during this season of Lent, to work first for the business of saving my soul.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.